ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Merrifeld. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilui Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rachel Leah Bas, Rav Yitzchok, and Chaya Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Avoisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Yishir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Yishir, followed by the Seuda Siyum at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyum or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
Nida daf nun hey. The Gemara discusses the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Besara Meis is Metamei, Bein Lach, Bein Yovish. Says the Gemara, Minolon. The Gemara's question, Minolon. Yesh Lach, what the Gemara means to ask. The Gemara means Minolon, that it's Metamei, Bein Lach, Bein Yovish. Or the Gemara means Minolon, the Ike B'tumah of Besara Meis, in the Pasuk, it's Tama Furish, that Besara Meis is Tamei. All the Gemara's beforehand, and in the continuation of the Sugya, is Moshe and the Mishnah says Dam Anid, the Moshe says Minah Animili, the Moshe says Zoiv, the Moshe says Zoiv Minolon, the Moshe says Bingham Mekar for the Iketumah. So Bimashma, that if you're out, the Moshe means to Bingham Mekar for the Iketumah. However, the Loshana Gemara, on the other hand, Bimashma, a little not like that, the Gemara says a Beichanon, Oibe Etzim Odom, Oibe Keva Odom, Dumi the Etzim, Ma Etzim Yavish, Af Kain Yavish, Bimashma, that will come to Bingham Mekar just for the Din of Yavish, the Etzim Tumah, but Boster was Poshit. And it's Mashman Rashi that also Rashi says the whole Tumas Aposhes Lo Yishno Lach, but Lo Yishno Yavish. If the Gemara would be coming to being on the car for the din of Ika Tumah Basar, Rashi wouldn't have to be Madgish this the whole Nakuda of Lo Yishno Lach, Lo Yishno Yavish. Would be Mashman a little bit of Rashi that the Ika Tumah was Poshet, and the Ika Gemara over here is only asking on the din of Yavish. Now, the Gemara brings out two Mekoris. Rabbi Shlokha says the Mekor is L'chol Tumasai, L'chol Tumas Aparshis Imenu. And Rabbi Yechon says the Mekor is Oibe Etzem Adam, Oibe Kever Adam, Dumi the Etzem, Ma Etzem Yavish, Afkan Yavish. Says the Gemara, Ma Benayu, what's an Afkimina? Ike Benayu, the Ifrecha Fruchi. If it's dry, very dry, Akadekach, that it crumbles. So if the Mekor is from the Chol Tumas HaParshis Imenu, so it will also be Tamei. Anything that's Parish HaMet is Tamei. But if the Mekor is from Dumi the Etzem, so they only have Mekor that has a Tumah when it's Dumi the Etzem. If it's more dry than Etzem, we don't have Mekor that's Tamei. The Mar has a Kashe, Meisvei, a Mishan Olus that says, a Braise, Bosar HaMeis, Shuhufrach Tor. And so we see clearly that the fruch is tar, and the Mara answers, Hossam, the Akmach, v'have afre, over there is talking about a case of Akmach, v'have afre, and once it's Akmach, v'have afre, it turns into Kemach, v'have afre, then the Kula Amos tar. So the Mara and Mavur, what's the Lomdis, by Akmach, v'have afre, why over there is a tar? Because over there, we don't look at it at all as Basar. That's what's in Gemara, the Ikmach, v'have afre, it's pocket Likush and Basar. Meaning to say that, till now, we're discussing Yavish, it's Basar, Hameis, which is Yavish. It retains the same Basar, just became Yavish. But when it comes to the point, the Akmach, that it crumbled, Akadekach, that it crumbled, it actually crumbled. The Akmach, Vava Afre, it's like flour, so then it loses the whole same Basar, and therefore, it's for sure tar, because it's not a sugya of Lach, Yavish, it loses the whole same Basar, Hameis, and therefore, the Kula Alme, you are tar. La'aloche, how would we paskin lechayre mechalikas beichanan yishlokish? We should be paskin like beichanan that even ifrecha fruche if it's not nasin kemach it also should be tar. Like the klal apsak is always mechalikas beichanan yishlokish halachkere beichanan, and we don't have to even make the brayis told me the case of the akmach v'have afre. However, the Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Tumas Meis halacha Yud says Bosar ameish nifrach. V'nasa kikemach tohor. It's mashmur Rambam, you only Torah if it's nasa kikemach, nifrach v'nasa kikemach. So the Kesemisha taka asked the Rambam, that l'choyre, we should pass on the Be'ichon, according to the Be'ichon, on the ikedin of Bosor, which is Yavish, is Tomei, is only when it's on the diet of Etzem, now when it's less than Etzem, why is Rambam over here, go like Yushlokish? And he asked even more than that. The Rambam himself, in the beginning of the second parak of Hilchos Tumas Meis, when he's kivei the halacha that you tell me even by yavish, he says b'zeh aloshin. Parak beis halacha alech v'chein kizayis mibsar ha-meis bein lach bein yavish kicheres mitamei kimei sholim. It's mitamei kimei sholim. So it's mashman Rambam only if it's yavish kicheres, but if it's yavish more than cheres bitar. So Hatzal Rambam over here say that by ifrich you only tar if it actually can't be kemach l'chayre, even without that you should also be tar. He wants to matzik the Rambam. The Ouch Rambam says nifrich v'nasik kemach. He doesn't mean nifrich mamish, and he just means to say it's such a yavshis that if you will crumble it, will become a kemach. That's what it means. Ifrich afruch. It doesn't mean that Rambam learned ifrich afruch. It means something that if you touch it, it will crumble, become a kemach. But it doesn't mean actually that it actually became kemach. Kemuvin, it's very hard to mekabel this Rambam. The Rambam says nifrach v'nasik kemach. Some mashmi means that it's yavish, that if you will crumble it, will come a kemach. It's mashmi Rambam that it was actually nasik kemach, and it's taket tzorechin on the Rambam, but tzorechin. The Gemara asakashe meisvei. Mission all is peregil mishnah gimel kolchva meis v'tamei chutz min hashinayim v'aseyo v'atzipoyrin b'shas chibuna kol tamei. The mission says that everything in a meis is tamei besides shinayim say tzipoyrin. The Gemara asks for a kasha. So what is the Gemara's kasha? Rashi says the Gemara's kasha is on shinayim. Why is shinayim tohor? Says Rashi v'shinayim dumi de etzem hein u'tohorin. Shinayim is dumi de etzem and it's tohor. V'kasha tavai, it's a kasha l'kuli alma. On a Shlokish and on a Be'ichanon. Toisvis asked Rashi, if so, what does the Moshe Kasha do with a Be'ichanon and Shlokish? The Moshe asked the Kasha from the Etzem Pasuk. The Pasuk is Etzem is Tomei, so why is Shinayim Tomei? So Toisvis is older than Pshat in the Gemara. Toisvis says no. To stop asking the Kasha that Shinayim should be Tomei because it's like Etzem, that's not true. Shinayim is not Etzem. It's Pasha that Shinayim is not Bechal Etzem. Bone is one thing and Shinayim is something else. The more I mean to ask on the Shlokish. The Shlokish said, Rosh, L'chol Tumasli, L'chol Tumas HaPosh, Shis Mimenu. So since Rav in the Pasuk, L'chol Tumas HaPosh, Shis Mimenu. If so, Shinayim Shalatsi Bechlal. So Bishol, if you're a Be'ichan, on a Be'ichan, and you said, at Rosh, that even if it's Yavish, it's not a Sarabe, L'chol Tumas HaPosh, Shis Mimenu. However, according to the Shlokish, it's a Sarabe, L'chol Tumas HaPosh, Shis Mimenu. Meaning to say, Tosis is saying a very important Nekuda, that according to the Be'ichanon, the whole drosh is only a drosh that you don't need lach, even yavish is also tamei. However, according to the Shlokish, the pasuk actually is not discussing yavish and lach. The pasuk saying at din that anything that comes to the meis is tamei. Memeila we learn up that also yavish is tamei. But the ikud drosh is that anything that comes hold tumas apash to benu. If so, you don't need basar at all. Even if it's not basar, lach should be tamei. As long as it's something which comes from the maize, it should be tamei. And the emes is, there'll be a mokum lachkar, that which we dash in that besara maize is tamei when it's yavish, is the pshat that it goes into tumas basar. Basar is tamei, there's no tanai of lach, even yavish is tamei. Or the pshat is, according to the shlokish, that the emes in basar could be the tamei discussing lach. However, there's a drasha l'chol tumas aparish menu that anything that's parish menu is tamei. So a basar la yavish, even if it won't have the din basar, will be tamei because it's a davar parish menu meis. However, being the study yishlach katalum pshat, that's what's mavur the gemara. The fiddush lach is a new drasha over here. Now on Rashi learns the Moras Kasha the kuli alma because of oibe etzem. So he asks the shtar kasha. So what does the Moras Kasha to do with Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish, you should stand by a kasha, mikoyach the pasuk. It then was like this. In the Iker, Rashi actually said the Moras Kasha was that Shinayim is Dumi the Etzem, it should be Tomei. There's two ways you can understand Rashi. You can understand Rashi meant to say the Moras meant to ask, as Shinayim is Etzem, it has a Shem Etzem to it, or the Moras meant to ask something else. No, I agree, Shinayim is not bones. But we're dashing from the kever odom dumi the etzem. We're dashing at drasha that anything which is similar to etzem is tummy. So that's the more is asked if there's a drasha that any odom which is dumi the etzem is tummy. So shinayim should also be bichlal, which is also dumi the etzem. Meaning to say, although it is not etzem, but when it's remarkable over here that anything which is dumi the etzem is tummy, if so, shinayim should also be tummy. So if so, be very good that loylam shinayim is not etzem, and if not for Rabbi Yechon's drasha, we wouldn't have a kasha. We create the pasuk, we wouldn't have a kasha. The kasha is only after Rabbi Yechon was megal to us. There's a drasha of dumi the etzem. Anything which is dumi the etzem should be tummy. Therefore, it should be tummy the shinayim because of the din of dumi the etzem. It could be the nafkamina. The emissary is that in Thomas Meis, everything has different. There's different shiurim. Basta the shiz kazayis, atzomis the shiz etzim kisoyre, lefini kasha the gemara shinayim should be tummy. What would be the shir tummy? So this is not so clear. What would be the shir tummy? So the way Tosis understands the most kasha is lechol tummus haparshi simenu. We don't know. Yesh lachka what the shir would be. The way Tosis understood in Rashi, the most kasha was that it is etzim, and the shir would be like etzim, which its shir tummy is etzim kisoyre. However, the way we're learning Rashi, the Moir didn't mean Bechlal to say that it's a tum of Etzem. The Moir just means to say that we learn out from the pasuk of Oy be Etzem Adam, Oy be Keva Adam, that anything which is Dumi the Etzem is Tomei. So that then the Moir's kash should be Tomei, but Lav Daf the Shir be like a Shir Etzem, could be the Shir be Kizayis, Yesh Lion. But the Moir is just asking, just like we dash that Yomish is Tomei, so too we should dash in that Shinaim is Tomei. Now, the way we're explaining Rashi, which I think is Meduyik in Rashi. Rashi says it's Dumi the Etzem. Rashi doesn't say that Shinayim is who Etzem. Rashi says it's Dumi the Etzem. I think it's very Meduyik to say, to learn Rashi like we're saying in Rashi, and that's Mus of Eitiv Toysis Kasha. One has to understand, Rashi is Kasha Tavai, it's Kasha the Kuli Alme. Do we find anywhere that Rish Lakish dashes the Joshua of Beichon of Dumi the Etzem? It's a Beichon and Joshua. Rish Lakish doesn't dash in that. So how could Rashi say the Moras Kasha is a Kuli Alme, Kasha Tavai? The way Tais understood Rashi, that the more I meant to ask, because it is actually Etzem Mamish, then it's Kasha, the Kuli Alma. The way we're learning Rashi, Rashi doesn't mean to say that it is Etzem. Rather, there's a new drosha of Dumi the Etzem, and therefore Shinayim should be Tamei. So we have to understand Rashi then. Why Rashi the Kasha Tavayu? L'choyre, it's only Kasha on Rabbi Yechon, not Rish Lakish. So L'choyre, you have to matrik Rashi. Rashi means like this. On Rish Lakish, it's Pasha, it's a Kasha. We dash on the whole tumis of parshas imenu, so for sure it's shver. Like Tosis Tachal learns the Gemara's kasha. Rashi's saying that even according to Rabbi Yochanan would also be kasha because it's dumi the etzem. So meile bein le Rish Lakish bein le Rabbi Yochanan shinayim should be nisrabe according to Rish Lakish from the drasha of lechol tumis of parshas imenu shinayim is bechlal according to Rabbi Yochanan from the drasha of dumi the etzem, and this is also dumi the etzem. The Gemara adds off that the answer to Shinayim is that Shinayim is not Tomei because as a Joshua you need Nivra Imoi. Do me the Etzem. Just like Etzem is Nivra Imoi, so too Shinayim. So too, all other Tumas have to be something which is Nivra Imoi. And Shinayim is not Nivra Imoi, a person is not born with teeth. And therefore, Shinayim are not Tomei. The mother asked the Kash, if so, that we're dashing anything which is Dumi the Etzem, which is Nivri Imai, is Tomei. Say if it's Hippoyim should be Tomei. It's Nivri Imai. The mother answered, there's a Tanai of Ein Gizoy Machlif. It has to be something which doesn't replenish itself. But something replenishes itself, that is not Tomei. So the mother says, therefore, Halacha L'maise, there's two Tanaim in order to have the Tumi of Tumas Meis. It has to be Ein. It has to be Nivri Imoy, Lafuki Shinayim, and it has to be Engizim Machlif, Lafuki Seyv Tzipoyrim. The more at the end of the sugi asks, why is Bosa Tomei? Bosa L'choyre is Gizim Machlif. When a person loses some flesh, it regrows. The more says, Nasa Tzalekes, mean to say that the person has a scar afterwards, it doesn't grow back the exact same way it was, the scar tissue, and therefore it's considered Engizim Machlif, it doesn't replenish itself in the way it was beforehand, and therefore, it's considered Ein Gizim Machlif. Now, Zechroin Master Kasha, that the Meforshim in Mishnayis and all this Perigil, Mishne Gimel, the Mor says that Shinayim are Nismayit because it's not Nivri Imoy. And Seir Tzipoyin is Nismayit because it's Ein Gizim Machlif. They ask, L'choyre, Shinayim is also gizli machlif. A child loses his teeth and the teeth regrow. So for the same reason, say it's Tzipoyer is dismayed, because we need ein gizli machlif. To me the etzem and say it's Tzipoyer not gizli machlif. So to shinayim, also I'm missing in the tanai of ein gizli machlif. So the answer very poshut, that although teeth, baby teeth regrow, but adult tooth doesn't regrow. So therefore it's considered like etzem. It's considered like etzem because it's something which is ein gizli machlif. And of course, a kaponim could be taka that a baby tooth would be nismai because of gizli machlif. But a kaponim, an adult tooth which does not regrow, wouldn't be nismai from gizli machlif, from the tanai of ein gizli machlif, and therefore you have to come at the nivri imai. However, it's very interesting, the Rambam, when the Rambam discusses the halacha, these dinim, these tanam that culture makes tamei besides shinayim, say and sipayrin, the Rambam in truth says that the reason why all three are not matamei is because we need ein gizli machlif, and all these three are gizli machlif. Zeloshen Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Tumas Meis Halacha Yigimel, culture makes tamei chutz min hashinayim vaaseya vatsipayrin, hoyel v'gizon machlif. So the Rambam seemingly taka says that all three have a problem with gizli machlif. The Choyret Tzver doesn't stem with the Gemara, so the Kesemisha asked the Kasha, the Kesemisha says that the Rambam said this time because there's no nafkimina anyway, so the Rambam said gizli machlif. But Kapanim, you see the Rambam, it's a Muslim, the Rambam holds that you could consider it gizli machlif. So the Choyret Tzver from the Rambam is that in a certain bechina, it's considered gizli machlif, because it's different than etzem. The etzem is bechlal in gizli machlif. Shinayim has to wear a certain gizli machlif. The Rambam held that it could be nismayim gizli machlif. The Gemara said a different miyut, but upon him it could be also bechlal the chisoyan of that you don't have the in gizli machlif. From our ikus, it comes out that there's two tanom. You have to have Nivri Imoy and ein gizli machlif. The Gemara brings down two lashonis whether the or of other the skin of a person has tumas meis. The Gemara is mavur. What's the needin? The needin is because we need to have ein gizli machlif in order to be tamei. The question is or gizli machlif or is ein gizli machlif? The first lashon says that the metzias of or is that it's gizli machlif. The Gemara proves it from the Mishnah of Geluda, that is machlokes of mei chachamim whether a gluda, a behemoth that lost the skin, is a treifa. From the fact that it's a treif, the fact that the mei holds that it's not a treifa must be that it regrows its or. And even the one who passels it and holds it is a treif, it's only because they hold that until it loses its or, it will get infected, and therefore the behemoth will die. So you see clearly from this Mishnah that the metzias of or is that it's gizli machlif. So if so, the or is not metamei because it's gizli machlif. The more the other lashon learns that no, that the metzias of or is it's ein gizli machlif. The more proves it from the fact that there are shittas that hold that you do become a treife. It must be it's ein gizli machlif. And the more says even the shittah holds you not become a treife. It's not the pshat that he holds the or regrows. Rather, he holds that the skin, the flesh that's under the skin becomes hard, the basar, the meat comes hard, and therefore that protects it. But the kulei alma, the metzias of or is ein gizli machlif, and therefore or is not tamei. So it comes out the need between the two lashonis, whether Ula holds that or is tamei or not, is seemingly a question in metzias, whether it's gizli machlif or ein gizli machlif. Tosfos in Chulin, daf kuf chabezim and aleph, is discussing over there the two lashonis, whether or is tamei or is not tamei. So Taisa says the first lashon holds or is tahar because it's gizli machlif, and when Taisa explains the second lashon holds that it is tamei, Taisa says v'zel lashonai di masal, the Taisa is kuchah beizum and aleph di masal aval. Avol reisha tumah deraisa v'hashta choshev or ein gizli machlif mishum de mekoyimay nasa tzalekes k'naminim peg dam nida. Says Tosfos the more now considering or ein gizli machlif because mekoyimay nasa tzalekes. Tosfos is saying what's the pshat in the second lashon that holds that it is tamei or regrows. Tosfos says although or regrows, but it's mekoyimay nasa tzalekes, it leaves a scar, and therefore it's considered ein gizli machlif, just like the Moses by Basler. This Taisa L'Choyer is a Pelag Gedoyle, because it's Mefush Ma'ar Basin in Gemara, that the Lashon that holds that or is Tamei, hold the oil regrows. Hold the oil does not regrow. That's, the oil does not regrow. The Mishnah brings a raya from the fact that it becomes a treifa. The Mishnah proves from there, the oil does not regrow. And the Mishnah says that even the one holds not a treifa, he also agrees that it doesn't regrow. The only reason it's not a treifa is because the boss of the meat comes hard, that protects it. So it's a pella on Tosfos. Tosfos says the reason why or is not, is Engiz and Makalif, according to one Lashon, is because of Nas Salekes. The Chayr over here, the Pshat's different. The Pshat is that he holds that or does not regrow at all. The Mishnah in here in Chulin, the Mishnah says, Eilu Shayri Saint Tibsodon, or Odom. Rashi explains, Eilu Shayri Saint Tibsodon, Metamik Tibsodon. The Mishnah says, Omer Uled, Var Toyra or Odom Tor. The only reason why it's Tomei is because of Gzeira Shem Yasa Shtichen. Says Rashi, Dvar Toire or Adam Tor, the Lav Bosarhu, the Loi Have Bichlal Meis. Rashi explains the reason why it's Tomei, that Mederai said, because it's not Bosar. The Loi Have Bichlal Meis. Tosfos says the differently. Tosfos says, or Adam Tor, the reason why the rice is tar is because oil is gizim machlif. Comes out, we have machlokes Rashi and Tosfos here. Why is oil adam tar? Rashi says the reason why it's tar is the lav bosar hu, the loyav bichlal neis, not bosar. And Tosfos says the reason why it's tar is the lav adumi the etzem adam. L'choy is mevur Rashi a tremendous story. Rashi holds that there's a halacha that you need a shem basar. You need a shem basar in order to have tumas meis. You have to have basar. And the problem with Ar Adam is not basar. It's not basar. There's the basar and there's Ar. And in order to have tumas meis, you need to have a shem basar. Tosfos mevur l'choy that there is no shem din of a shem basar. Anything which is tamei. Just that the problem is that's gizei machlif. In Chedusha agrees the stencil of the Biskerov Nozid Afnun, he explains that there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to learn the pshat in our sugya. The Gemara Be'os learns out from the psuk from the psukim that you need dumid etzem. It has to be nivri ima engeze machlif, which the Matzias Advarim is that you only have that either by atzamis or by basar. So there's two ways that you can stand the Gemara. You can stand the Gemara that be'etzem anything is tamei. Just you need to have these two tnum has to be nivri imoy and gizei machlif. Or you can understand differently that mikoyach this drosh of gizei machlif, we learn up that there's a din that you need to have tumas basar. The halacha is that you have to have either shem etzem or shem basar. Those and the din today is not a din that you need en gizei machlif and nivri imoy. Rather, the din today is that a mace, not all parts of a mace are tamei. The only parts of a mace are tamei is the basar and the etzem. Zog to briskerav, that's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns that the din today is a din of basar. It's a din of basar and atzamis. And therefore, when you want to be masber, why Adam's tar, the reason why it's tar is not because it's because of machlif. The reason why it's tar is the lab basaru. V'leab b'chlam neis. Tosfos learned, no, that even the maskone, we stay with the same gather, there is no din basar. And the whole din is only that you need engeze machlif and nivri imoy. But it's kudavos medayik that from the Rambam we mashma like Tosfos, because the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel he says kol shem meis tami chutz min shinayim asev tzipoyin hoyel v'gizem machlif. The Rambam says the reason is hoyel v'gizem machlif. Now the derech of the Rambam is not to bring the drushes of the Gemara. The derech of the Rambam is to convey the actual din. If you're going to say that after the drasha, the din today is that you need basar, so Rashi should say the reason. The Rambam should say that the reason why shinayim say and tzipayim are tar because they're not atzamis, they're not basar. From the fact that Rambam says holy gizem machlef is mavur Rambam that's the din. The din is that you need engus a machlef and nivri imay, just like the mahalach of Tosfos. The emissaries, the Loshana Mishneh, we mash like that also. The Mishneh says, Kol shebemeis tamei chutz min hashinayim v'zev tzipoyin. It's mash in the Mishneh. The Mishneh's been kriveya. That any part of the meis is tamei. Besides shinayim, same tzipoyin. But now there's a tnai of Hashem Basar. According to Rashi, this lashon of the Mishneh l'chayre bi a lashon mukshe kol shebemeis tamei. It's not true. Basar at tamei is a tamei. The emes is that if you look in lashon Rashi, Rashi says an interesting thing. Rashi says. Or is tar the lab basar who v'loy have bichlal meis? What's Rashi adding on with these words v'loy have bichlal meis? So I think it's mavur Rashi that which we say you need basar, it's not stam a din, you need a shem basar. Now the pshat is the Torah said the meis is tamei. The Torah is teaching us which what part of the meis is considered the actual meis and what's considered additions to the meis. The din is. Basar and Atzamis, they're the actual mace. And which is not Basar and Atzamis, they're considered a Mechubala mace. Seyor, Tzipoyrin, they're only considered a Mechubala mace, they're not Bechlal mace. So that which Rashi holds, you need Basar, it's not Stamad Dini, that the Torah is only Tamad a mace, Basar. But Atzam Adin is, a mace is Tamay. No, rather the Hagdor of what's a mace, what's considered a mace, Basar and Atzamis is considered a mace. Anything besides the basar and tzomis do not have a shem meis to it. So the pshat is not like the fumriyat would seem from Rashi as a new din in tumas meis ni basar. It's true, the Mishnah is correct. Rashi mevur is in a basar, but it's not the pshat as a new din in tumas meis ni basar. Rather, the shem basar is a kiveya in what has to a shem meis. Basar is considered meis. Something which is not basar does not have a shem meis. We look as an addition to the meis. So the fizeh, it's miyushad loshan mishnah. The mishnah is kol shel bemeis tamei. Anything which is the meis is tamei. We need all you need is a shem meis. We don't need anything else. We need a shem meis. Chutz v'shinayim say it's tzipoyin, and they're not considered the meis. They consider additions to the meis. Mashenka the boss, so that's tamei. They have a shem meis. In all this perek beis mishnah beis, the Rambam says dam of a meis is tamei, and he brings an apostle, the Rambam from apostle. Culture, but nefesh, mace is tamei, that the dam is considered the nefesh of the mace, therefore it's tamei. The Tosis Yom Tov, and that Mishnah asks the Kasha, what do you need a pasuk to tell you it's tamei? We have a klal, culture, but mace, but tamei. So what do we need an extra pasuk to marbed dam? Says the Tosis Yom Tov, because dam is gizay machlif. Dam is something which a person loses blood, he replenishes the blood. So be'etzem, dam wouldn't be nichlal in the klal of kol shebe meis tamei. It's gizay machlif. And therefore, we need a new ribi akrati ma'be dam that although does not shtim, it's not oil with the klolim of tumas meis, it's gizay machlif, af bekin, toyez mechash, new tumah of dam. The main aftoyach asks on this Tosis Yom Tov, that he says, Bemsin, this kash of the Tosis Yom Tov, you have in a Tosis in Sanhedrin, the Abdal the Medalif. The moral of this says, Minayin, the Revi'ah's Dam, says Tosis, Teim Olomli Krala Hachi. What do you need a pasuk for? And that Tosis answers that the Dam is Gizay Machlif. However, if you look well in Tosis, you'll see Tosis doesn't ask the Kasha's Dam, that should be Tomei, as culture makes Tomei. Tosis, if they ask the Kasha, that it should be tamei midi dehava b'sara meis the dam choshev basar. Taisa says dam should become tamei because it's like basar meis because dam is choshev basar. Dam has a shame basar to it, and therefore it should be nichal and tumah basar. And Taisa brings a raya that dam is considered basar because the Mara says that dam nevela is mitamei b'revius. The Mara Maseches Shabbos and Menachos says that dam nevela is mitam revius hoyl v'yochel likroish v'lame lamoid al kazayis mitam midahava basar. Since dam after congeals, it has a shir kazayis to it. Therefore, dam is considered like basar and has a tumas nevela. Says Tosfos, we see from that Gemara a big yisoy that dam has a shem basar to it. And if dam has a shem basar to it, the mele it should have a tumas meis. Like Besar Meis. And that Tosis answers, Yesh loyma the shani meis, ta filu basar atzmoi, loy hoyu metami, ilab the rabbi kro, I'm sorry, ilab mishun mekoy minas selekis, kadom mesechas nida. The boy ain't gizay machlif. Hilkoch dam came to gizay machlif, ilab the rabbi kro, yisi metar. Says Tosis, that true is considered basar, but by Marbe Essen, Marbe Essen Mavur, that basar itself has a tenai of Engizei Machlif, and it's considered Engizei Machlif because there's a scar there. So if so, if you have a basar, which is Gizei Machlif, it'll be tar. Says Tosis, dam is choshe basar, but it's a basar which is Gizei Machlif, and therefore it's tar. Says the main Aftoyach, so Tois, when he asked the Kasha, he didn't ask the Kasha that Dam should be Tommy because culture makes Tommy. He asked the Kasha because of the Klal that Dam is considered Basar. Says the main Aftoyach, La Loch, we paskin, that Dam is not considered Basar. We paskin that Dam Nevele is Tor. So obviously behold, that Dam does not have a Shem Basar. So if so, it's possible why I need a Ribe Akro. Even without the fact that dam is gizei machlif, even if the metzias would be dam is ein gizei machlif, you also need a pasuk in Marba dam because dam is not considered basar. Dam is loy chasher basar. So therefore, the Tosis Yomtiv explained the Rambam that the reason why we need a ribi akro for dam is because ein gizei machlif, because it's gizei machlif is incorrect. Even if dam would be metzias ein gizei machlif, you would also need a ribi akro because we hold the dam is not chasher kebasar, and Tosis' whole problem is only if you hold dam is chasher kebasar, like it's mefush in Tosis. Ad kan divrei haTosis Yomtiv amein eftoyach. The emesis, this Indian's very, is sort of beirav. First of all, this Tosis be mashma like Rashi, that there's a din basar, Tosis hold not like that. We just said from Tosis and Chul, is no din basar. And the pashtis, the whole man of Tosis is a pele. What do you mean? The Marba Asim of War, that if he has something, Shinayim, Stein Sipayin, would be Tomei, if it be Engizei Machlif. So, Pashas the Gemara's Mavur, there is no Tanai of Basar. Anything can be Tomei. So, the Chayot Yisadav is correct. There's a cloud, culture makes Tomei. Anything should be Tomei. Whether it's Basar, it's not Basar. If you say like Rashi, then he's right. But Pashas the Sugya, which we Medayim before in the Rambam, the Rizkirov is Medayim, the Rambam, like that, the Rambam holds like that, that the din is Engizei Machlif, so male is very poshut. The Yisadav is asking a correct Kasha, that Lechayot a Tepik Lei, that the culture makes Tomei, and the only answer is because of Engizei Machlif. So, I think that the Pshat and Tosis is as follows. Dam, if it's not Basar, it's worse off than Shinayim and Seyant Sipayrin. Because Dam is Be'etzah not a chelk of the Mivna HaGuf. It's something which flows through the Guf. The Mivna HaGuf is that Basar, that Tzomis, anything that makes up the koim of the person. Dam, there's a way to look at it. It's something that flows through the body. It's not the actual guf. So therefore, dam, Dais only asks the kasha if dam is choshev kebasar. If dam is choshev kebasar, then we see it as a chelik of the actual guf. But if dam is not choshev kebasar, then we look at it as just something that flows through the guf, not the etzem guf, and it's worse off than shinayim, seir, and tzipoyrin. And therefore, that's what the main Aftoyach is saying, that since we pass in the dam is not choshev kebasar, so therefore you need a ribe akro for dam, even without the fact that it's gizei machlif, even if it ain't gizei machlif, also it wouldn't be tamei because dam is not a chelik of the muvna guf. That's what ulai, the pshat, is what's happening here, unless we'll say that the main Aftoyach and Tosis in Sanhedrin is going up pidach shadashi as a din basar, but tzorich iyun oid basar. Akoponim, sabay gishmake, the Chakire and the Geshmaka Inyan, if it's a Dinish Basar, or there is no Din Basar. What needs a big beer is the fish test Rashi, Miskrav's Midaik and Rashi holds a Din Basar. What's the Tula Shinus of the Gemara? The Gemara has Tula Shinus, whether or is Tommy or not. The way the Gemara explains, the Tula Shinus is whether it's Gizim Machlif, and Gizim Machlif. Rashi is saying that the Nidin is a Basar, not Basar. And Bemis and Rashi, Chulun's Mashma, the Tula Shinus, or do we look or as a basar or not? Does or have a shem basar to it? Does or not have a shem basar? The Chorat's Nista from our Gemara, the Gemara be'as says clearly, the Gemara be'as in Nidah says clearly, the whole question is whether it's gizei machlif, ain't gizei machlif. If we say the or is not choshev kebasar, so where does it come to this discussion over here? Gizei machlif, ain't gizei machlif. The din today is that or is that the only thing that's tummy is basar, and since or is not basar, therefore it'll have a chalmeis. So what's the tut stadim over here? Whether gizei machlif, ain't gizei machlif, the choy, it's not mailo moirit. Is the choy, you have to say a chiddush over here that if or is considered ain't gizei machlif, if the matzias of or is ain't gizei machlif, So it's nichal the drasha of dumi de etzem. So then there wouldn't be bichlal din you need basar. Meaning to say that which the beskulav was mavar Rashi that the din today is basar is because that it works out like that. The only things that have a tumah are something's etzem or or. But if one of the things that are enkezim machlef is something which is not basar, then bal koch the din would not be need basar. The din would be a different shem, not basar. So elichanami, that's the pshat. Alibu the emes that or according to Loshna or is considered gizim machlef. Then it comes that the only thing that has tumah is basar etzem, and the gather the din is you need basar. But if you hold that or is enkezim machlef, then the loch taki really is in truth that the din is not a din of basar, rather the din has a different shem to it. You have to know exactly how to be kiveyed, but the din wouldn't be shem, wouldn't be basar. And the chayit's correct what I'm saying now, because the whole kviyas of din is nikba, how it falls out from the klolim of gizei machlif. And if it comes out from the klolim that, of en gizei machlif, that it's koil, it includes things that are not basar, then the din would fall out differently, wouldn't be a din of basar. That's the chayit, the correct yishuv to Rashi. However, it's still a little shver that Rashi's mashma, that's a din pashar inid basar. The way we're saying comes out, that tol and tulishayin is the Gemara. So we'll see shortly how maybe we can be yashed at this point also. And the Ikir Gemara, the Gemara by us, says that, or if it replenishes itself, like the Gemara proves from the fact that there's a town that holds you now a treife, then it's gizei machlif, and therefore it's not matami. In the Chayre, one could ask, even if it does not replenish itself, I'm sorry, even if it replenishes itself, but the Chayre leaves a scar. And the Gemara says that by Basar, although it replenishes itself, it's considered Engezi Machlif, because Nasa Basar Etzalekis. So if so, why is the Gemara saying that, or if it replenishes itself, if it gets better, it's considered Gizim Machlif, and it's not Matame, the Chayre's not a reason, it's nothing Matame, it's nasi b'sarei tzalekes. In the chayr b'kor chachit, one has to say, it's much to say that the scar that you have on skin is less of a scar than you have in the basar. Basar has a bigger tzalekes than you have by or. Meaning to say, let's talk in scientific language, basar has scar tissue, and inside, in the actual basar, it leaves scar tissue, and on the skin, it heals itself more. You have sometimes left a little scar, but that's not considered the same dage of tzalekes as basar, and therefore it's considered, if it replenishes itself, it's considered gizei machlif. Now, if it's correct what I'm saying, the Gemara in Ba'as in the Sugi is Mevar, that the shita that holds that or is matameh, is because that shita holds that the or does not replenish itself. The Mitzis Advarim is, the or does not come back. In truth, you could say different pshat. You could say the pshat is that this Loshon holds that since even by or there is a certain talekes, is a certain scar, so the Loshon holds has a din of engezim achlif. So just like with basar, although it replenishes itself, it's considered engezim achlif and it's metame, so to be or. And it will come out there, the machloikis, the tula shoynis, whether or is matame, or is not matame, is whether the tzalekis of or is considered a tzalekis or not. Do you say it's as much as a tzalekis as basar, and therefore it's considered engezi machlif, or since the tzalekis of or is a lighter tzalekis than basar, it's considered gizei machlif. And the Avos Gemara by us says that the pshat and the loshon that holds the or is matame is because our loshon that the or does not replenish itself. That's because the Gemara at that point wasn't mechadish yet this yisoid of besorei tzalekes. So then the Gemara had to say the pshat and the loshon that holds that or is matame must be that it doesn't come back at all. But after the Gemara came to the chiddush, the Gemara's mechadish, there is something that can replenish itself, and half a pikein has a din of ein gizei machlif, since since it's nikkur that replenished itself, then it's possible to be mevar. That's cool for the machlokes of tula shoynis. The machlokes of tula shoynis is whether the tzalekes of oil is considered a tzalekes, and therefore is it considered a gizimachlef or en gizimachlef. And the emesin, more than that, the emesin, if you look well in Argo Mora, the Mora didn't come to explain the second Lashon that holds the Or is not Matame by saying that it holds that the Or doesn't come back. The Ikad Amri said differently. The Ikad Amri proved that Or surely does not come back from the Mishnah of Gluda. And Mela, the Ikad Amri said, if I have a Mishnah that tells us that it doesn't come back, then for sure it's Matame. How could Ula say it's not Matame? Must be Ula's going to say for by Ibdon. So it comes out that the Mora doesn't say that the only pshat in the Lashon that Or is metame is because Or does not replenish itself. The Mora just says that if it's true that Or does not replenish itself, then it must be that it is metame. So the fizeh is miyushiv. What we asked earlier in this year on Taisus and Chulav Kufcha Beis Mid Aleph is mevar machloek is tula shoynis, but the oil is metame or not is one lashon holds it's not metame because it replenishes itself, and the second lashon holds it's metame because it has a tzalekes and it has the same din as basar. So what's the beer in the two Taisus in? What's the machlokes of tula shoynis? If Taisus says at the beginning, one lashon holds that it's not metame because it replenishes itself, the other lashon holds it is metame because it's tzalekes. So what's the pshat machlokes of tula shoynis? Obviously the pshat is that we just remember that the tzalekes of or is a lesser tzalekes than basar, and the machlokes is whether tzalekes is considered tzalekes. So we asked early on this year, Toyos is nista from Argamar. Argamar is mevar that the pshat in the lashon that holds the or is metame is because it holds the or does not come back. If you were saying now, it's mishut haitiv. No, the Mora doesn't say that. Bachal. The Mora is not saying that the only hezber in the machloikis in the man the omer holds the or is not metame. Is metame is because it holds, it does not replenish. The Marja says that if it's true that Mitzis at Varmi that doesn't replenish itself, then for sure it's not metame. But once the Marja Mechadish, the Svar Tzalekes, then you have a much simpler chat in the Manda Omar that holds it, or is metame, he could agree to the Mitzis at Varim that or replenishes itself, but he holds it's considered Tzalekes, and therefore has a din of Ein Gizoy Machlif. So Chayyur a very geshmaki yishuv to Taisus and Chulin. And Taisus and Chulin didn't want to say the machloikis of Tula Shoynis is whether it replenishes itself. It's a big doichik to say it's a machloikis of the Metzias. Taisus got to say this is the pshat. The nidin is whether it's considered tzalekes and not tzalekes. The fidim askon of argamore that there's a chisor of tzalekes. The question is whether or is considered tzalekes. Let's continue on the Amud. The Gemara goes on the mission. The mission says that Zoyv is metame. He says the more Zoyv menolon. The Tanya Zoyv itame limud alazav shutame. The more asks the kasha, what do you need a pasuk for? It's a kavuchoymer lachenim goyim tume laatzim alikol shekain. The more says no. This kavuchoymer is not a correct kavuchoymer. So I'm mishtaleich ichiach. It's goyim tume lachenim. And who atzmai is tars, you see that which you go to Mulachim is not a seed but a mechayiv, she go to Mulachmai. The Gemara continues on that the for Magi don't need a pasuk, so the Gemara Mishachazera, the pasuk is coming for Masa. Then the Gemara says that the Gemara brings down another braise, that the braise, the Gemara Malbeis brings down a braise, Achein Moimrim, Hazov Zoivoy Lazochel in a Keva, Magi Zoivoy Loi, Mahu loichilakto ben magoyel masoi latame odom latame begodim av zoyve kain. The Mora asks, so comes that we have two psukim that are teaching us halacha that zivas matame. The first pasuk is zoyvei limud al zoyv shutame, zoyvei tame limud al zoyv shutame. In this pasuk it says hazove zoyvei, which is being makish the ziva to the zov to the person. The Mora asks, what do you need two psukim for? The Mora says, Omar, that Yehudim Diskter, Itzich, Sad Chamin, Esom, Shalech, Chiyach, Shagoyim, Tumal Achayim, Vuhu Atzmei Tor. So the Mora answers that, I would have thought not to dash in the Pasuk, to be makish the zov to the zivu to the zov. Because you see by Samish Talayach that it's goyim tumal achirim, and who atzma is tar. So that should be a reason to say that it's not true. It's not true that the ziv is tamei. Therefore, we need the other pasuk of a zoivai to tell you that it is tamei. And the Mara says, aye, the pasuk says it's over zoivai, you have a hekish. The Mara says, no, has over zoivai is not muchach. That's coming to be makish. Could be it's coming leminyon. After we have zoivai tamei that teaches you that the zav is tamei, then we could go back at the Ashmas of a Zoivoy to tell you Loitach be Megoyle Masoy. Like the Mara explains that even though from the pasuk of Zoivoy is not Muchach, that it's Metame B'masa also, could be its own Metame B'masa Odom B'godim and B'magetz, it's Metame Odom and it's not Metame B'godim, but once you have the pasuk zoyvay tells you it's tamei, then we go back to the other drasha zava zoyvay and tell you that it has all the same dinim as a zav. So it comes out between these two drashas, we know that halacha that zivay has a full tumah, a tumah of maga and masa, and both are metame odom and begodim. Now the Gemara says a very interesting thing over here: the bihavamina, not the darshan, the drasha that's makish the zivay to the zav. Why? Pisamishleichichiach. We see that goyim tumel achirim, and who atzma is tor. L'chayim, one needs a beer. Bishlam, if you're coming to mitamei, mikoyech hakal v'chomer. That if it's goyim tumel achirim, who atzma li kol shekein. So you have your chiyach with some shaleach. But I'm coming to mitamei. But if I'm coming to mitamei, mikoyech haposlik, it's telling us a new din tume, that ziv is tamei. So what do you see behind Samish Talayach? It should tell us not to dash in the drasha. Samish Talayach, you see that being goyim tumah is not a mechayef for tumah. But over here is a new din tumah, that ziv is tamei. In Lechoyri, is mucham in this Gemara, a very important yisoid. The Gemara understands that the yisoid of the tumah of ziv is the fact that it's goyim tumah. That's yisoid tumasoi. Yisoid of the tumah is the fact that it's goyim tumah. The Mara understood that has to be the Hezbollah form. Why is Ziva Tumah? What's the special Tumah of Ziva? The Tumah of Ziva is the fact that it's Goyim Tumah. And therefore the Mara is saying, there'd be a reason positively not to say this din, that Ziva is Tumah, because it comes out of the Torah saying we are Musig, that being Goyim Tumah causes it to be Tumah, and in some Shalach you see now like that. So that'd be a reason, Lehegye, not to mitamit. That's the choir, what's mucham this Gemara. But oifin, that if you want to mevay, I'll leave with the emes, why is ziva tamei? What's takari, soil the din, the Torah is mechadish as tamei, the choir is mispahin this Gemara, that I'll leave with the emes, it's takari because it's goyim tumul achayrim. So although you need a pasuk for it, I mean, a svarda, you can't prove it, because some shlechi chiyach, but I'll leave with the emes, that's the get of the din. That's the choir, what's mevur in this Gemara, we'll still see Tosefes Dvorim, in this Indian, Be'ez Hashem, Afnun Vav Amud Aleph, in the next year, Be'ez Hashem Yisborach. Now, Hemshech HaSugav Yiz Mavur, very important, Yisoy, that Azov has a Tumah of Mayonis. Mayonis Azav is Tomei. Anything that's considered a Mayon Azav is Tomei, which the Gemara on Afnun Vav Amud Aleph says, the Klolim, what's considered a Mayon, a Mayon has to be something which is Agil, that before it comes out, gathers up a lot, not something that comes out drop by drop. And the second time, the Moisna Vur has to be something that's choiz of a nivla, meaning to say, if the body doesn't give it out, it goes back into the body, doesn't come out by force. And both together make the din of Mayonos Azav. So that's the 12, comes out from our Amud Gemara here in Afnun Hei. We have 12 lochas that we learn over here. The first din is the din of Tumas Zive. The second din is the din of Tumas Mayonos, which the Mara learns out, anything which is Dumi the Reich, which is a Mayan Azav, is Tommy. So there's a shy over here, a bigger order, which we have to ask, why do we need Bechlal, the new Chiddush Din of Tuma Ziva, that the Ziva itself is Tommy? L'choyer, typically, every Ziva is a Mayan Azav. The fellow is Tommy, and this is coming out of him, so it shouldn't be Gar then, Reich, then Keichavineyoy, and then other Mayanis, what do we need a Chiddush Akra to teach us that the new Tumah called Tumah Ziva, which we said before, the Gerad Dvarim is because it's Goyim Tumah Lachayim, typically for Yonos Azav. The Gemara in Aflam Adal Mubayz brings down a Shaila, Boyd of Yosef, for the ear of Yishoyin Shal Mitzoyre, Masha Tama Vamasa, Mokim Ziva Mayanhu, Umetame, Oidom Olav Mayanhu. The Gemara of Yosef is claiming a Shaila, if you have Mitzoyre, and Mitzoyre also has at the din of mayonis, we learn from psukim that with just like the mayon of a zav is tamei, so too the mayon of mitzayin is tamei. So the Gemara asks the following shayla: the first re'iyah of mitzayin is a matam b'masa or the namatam b'masa? Meaning to say that usually the first re'iyah of ziv is not matamei. That which we said about us in the sugya that ziv is tamei is only the re'iyah shniyah, not the first re'iyah, because Rashi explains, because the first re'iyah only has the din of tumas keri, by a zav, the halacha is that the first re'iyah has the din of tumas keri, only the second tumah has din ziva to it, it makes him have a tumah of needs shivin akiyim, that's halacha by a zav, by a zachar, with two re'iyahs, he needs shivin akiyim, and the three re'iyahs is only negei carbon. So always when we say by us in the sugya that ziva is metamei, is only the ziva of a re'iyah shniyah, the Gemara is clearing that could be by a metzoyre, even the first ziva will be, the first re'iyah will also be tamei. Why? Because since the fellow's already tamei, he's a metzoyre, so the ziva could be tamei simply because it's a mayan. It's a mayan a metzoyre. So the Gemara clears a shayla. Do we say, mokim ziva mayanu, oidom olav mayanu, or maybe it's not a mayan? Meaning to say, Rav Yosef is mistapik, whether that which ziva goes out of a body has the klole mayon or not. Is it considered misagal b'yoytze? Is it considered choyz of a nivla? Whether it has all the klole mayon or not. And goes a whole sugi of the more is malach in this, whether it's considered a mayon or not. So now, back to our shayla. If it's considered a mayon, if it's not considered a mayon, so the shayla we answered is miyushin b'pshitis, that we asked the question, why do we need a new pasuk to tell you ziv is matame, tepe that's mayonis? The answer is very pasuk, because it's not a mayon. Now the question will be, lefid tzadar of Yosef, that mokim ziva has klole mayon, it's oila with all the klole mayon, it's considered a mayon, it has the mitzis of mayon, so then comes back the shayla, so what do we need a pasuk for? The teacher says it's tame, tepe glay, it's a mayon. So the emphasis is that Toysis over there, and the Flamen Hey with Aleph, Diva Maskal Oilam asked this Kasha. Toysis asks, the Gemara over there wants to bring a riot that's not a Mayon from the fact that we need a Pasuk. The Gemara says, Rava says, what do you need a pasuk for? L'chayim it's pashup and asvar that's tamei. L'chayim goyim tum la'atz v'kol shekein. Must be the pasuk's negeya by azov mitzayre. And the pasuk can tell you that azov mitzayre is tamei. Where there you don't have the din of goyim tum la'chayim because the fellow's already tamei. Over there you need a new chiddish of the tumah of ziv, but if you're going to say that mokum ziv is a mayon, then luchayr typically then a mitzayr is tar. So the pasuk must come and tell you the ikud din that ziv is tamei. So then luchayr is pashman asvar. The Gemara says that's not a raya because sorry, mishtalei chichiach. Taisa of the asked the kasha, what do you bichlal need? The Gemara should bring a direct raya. Direct raya. What do you bichlal need a pasuk to tell you that ziv is tamei? The choyre typically it should be tamei als mayon. Tema to become mokim tishrei to lav mayonu the im mayonu lomuli krol tamei bezoiv to miyad shero mashu shel deiye shniye miyad as a zav the man the omar zoiv mitamei mashu to loyboy kchasim as pi omar umashu shenu tamei kedin mayon the yeshu l'tipa shel tischalek shnei mashuyin. So Taisus is mavur like this. Taisus has that the first drop that comes out won't be considered a mayon. Why? Because the fellow's not tummy yet. This first drop is making him tummy. So Taisus says, so the Chayyim of Teres, the cash is very posh, that since the first drop is not coming out of a zav, it's actually making the fellow into a zav, so therefore it's not considered a mayon a zav. Taisus says, but still shver. Why? Because every drop could split into two. So the ziv will always be tameh because it's mixed into it. My honest. So it's not a geya the chiddush akra because tebula is tameh because it always has a taroivus of the second drop, which the second drop is a mayon. Taisus says, according to the Madu Omar, that the shear of ziv is kechasimas pi amah, not a mashu, doesn't make him tazov. So then will be Yusuf, that if it's coming out that shear, a shear of Chasimas Pi Amah, So then the whole thing is making him tame, so it's not considered a mayan. But if you hold about the omar, that a mashu makes you a zav, you don't need kichasimas piya omar, so then it comes out that every time zeb is coming out, every drop he can split into two, so they're always mixed in, the second drop is a mayan. So Taisa says, v'shemo, k'moisha mashu rishon shaboy, nasa zav, ena metam b'masa, huadin kol mashu nikri iya achas. Dahainu kamoi giyin lishiloi, the loy mutam b'masa, afak of the roikoi, me mirag of tmeye miyad, achar riya zoiv masha rishon. Jesus answers that could be that just like the first drop, we understand that won't have a din mayan azav before the chiddush akra that tells us mutam yatz nu din zive, who wouldn't be tam yatz mayan. The second drop also wouldn't be considered a mayan azav. Anything that's considered one re'iyah wouldn't be a mayan azav. So although the first drop made him tamei, after everything that's considered one re'iyah is considered the re'iyah yishoyin, it's not considered the mayan azav. What does Taisa mean to say? Taisa means a very lomdish nekudah, that when a person, azav, sees, and he sees a re'iyah achas, and suddenly has a din of re'iyah achas, which the misek azavim, there's klolim, how long of a re'iyah do we see as one re'iyah, when do we split up the re'iyahs? Anything's considered Re'iyah Achas, when you want to know what's making tummy, is the only the first drop making him tummy, or the whole Re'iyah is making him tummy? Is, in Lomdis, the truth is, although the first drop could make him tummy ready, and made him tummy, but since it's all one Re'iyah, it's considered that the whole Re'iyah together is making that tummy. The tummy is happening through the whole Re'iyah. So, says Toysvis, my azav has to be that it's misyachas, so this is the thing that we have as coming out of azav. We have a zav lefoneinu, and the zav lefoneinu is giving out something else. But everything that's considered re'iya achas, we don't look at it as a dova hayoytse min azav, we look at it, that's the thing that's making it azav. And therefore, that itself is a steel that can't be nechshav, a mayin azav. Mayin azav is only on something which the way we look at it is that something which is a yoytse min azav. Anything which are pee, the lomdis, it's the metame, it's a chelik of us making tazav, that itself is a stira that should not be considered a mayan azav. And therefore, although with the first drop he is already azav, and the second drop is in actuality coming out of azav, and his roi, Tisha says, his roi kechabineyoi comes tame right away, anything after the first drop from then on, all other mianas are tamei, but afa pikein, the ziva itself will be worse off than roikoi, although zav is a makam mayon, because being that's all a chelik of the riyah matamis, the shem of this ziva is not a yoytzim in a zav, rather it's a thing that's making it a zav. And therefore, in order to mitamei, the ziva, we have to come to a new chiddush din of tuba ziva. Very geshmake toisvus. Let's continue on. The Gemara brings down Braise, Roik Minolon, the Tanya, the Chiyoroik, Yocha Abishloi Noga, Tamloim Betor, Achi Yiga Betor, Ainli Ella Roikoi, Keichoi, Vineyoi, Mea Ashloi Minayin, Tamloima, the Chiyoroik. Meaning to say that the Pasuk is telling this a tomb of Roik, and from the Drosh of the Chiyoroik, Mimarbe, they're all Mayoras Atomei. The Gemara continues on to bring machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. When we say Meila Af is considered a Mayan, the Braise says it's the Sabbath of the Pasuk. What are we referring to? Rav says we're not talking about anything that runs from the nose. We're talking about only b'negroron derech hapeh, when the person was goyer Meila Af through the peh. Only then it's tamei. However, stam Meila Af is not tamei. Why? Because when it's negroron derech hapeh, then roik from the mouth gets sucked up into the nose, and when it comes out from the nose, it's coming out tzuchei roik, and therefore you tell me because of eevshel meya af loy tzuchei roik because of the roik. Meaning to say, in other words, according to Rav, meya af mitzad atzma is not considered a mayon; it's not sametame, and its tum is only because of the tzuchei roik that's mixed in. Beichanan says, no, afilu negron derech choytom stam meya af. What's coming out of a nose? Nothing to do with negron derech hapeh. is Tomei. The Mar explains, Alma Kasobar Mayon Hu V'Rachmona Rabbi. We see that Rabbi Yechon holds a Mayon Rachmona Rabbi. The Rajb of Mevar, what's the machloikis over here? Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So the Rajb of Mevar, the Gemara says, Mar's Mevar should say Yochanan, the Gemara says, Alma Kosova Ma'ayonu. What does the Gemara mean to say with that words? The Gemara means to say with those words is that, as you mentioned earlier on this year, that the Gemara from Vavim the Aleph says that there's Kololim, Tnoim, what's considered a Ma'ayon. It has to be something which is Agil B'yotze, that gathers up a lot and then comes out, and it's Choyzeb Nivla. We see from the fact that Beichanan says that Meyaaf is Tommy, even if does not have Reik spit mixed in, must be he holds that's a Mayon, meaning to say that Meyaaf has in it all Kloli Mayon, it's considered Misagav Yoytse. Says that Ajbe, so that, if so is Mavur Heitiv, what Machoikas is? Rav holds that Meyaaf does not meet the Tnoim of Mayon, it's not considered a Misagav Yoytse. Although, I guess it gathers up to a certain shear, but it's not enough to be considered Mis'agav Yoytzei. Rabbi Yechon holds that Meyaaf has in it the Tnoam of Mis'agav Yoytzei, and therefore it's considered a Mayan. Now, based upon that, they have Machlokes how to learn the Brayis of Meyaaf. The Rashbe asks, according to Rav, the Rav holds that Meyaaf is not a Mayan Mitzadatzmoy. And it's only because of the Roik that's mixed in. So why does the Braise specify Bechlal Meyaaf? The Braise says, Eile ala Roikoi, Keichoi v'neo Meyaaf shloi minayin, Tamalem v'chiorek. We need an extra Riboy. Why do we need an extra Riboy? It's Tome is not a new Tome. It's simple Tome of Roik. Once we know Roik's Tome, Meyaaf is Tome. So why do Bechlal need the Chiddush HaKra, that's Marbe, other Mayanas to say that Meyaaf is Tome? So the Rajba answers that, and the Rajba asks another kasha. The Gemara goes on to bring a riot to Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, because the Braise in Maseches Krisis, the Gemara brings out, Braise Tisha Mashkin Azavein, Hazeya Valecha Srucha Varei. Then the Braise continues on, Dimas Einoi V'dame Gifosoi, the Mora has, the Braise lists all the different Mayonis. Why doesn't the Braise list Mayaf? So the Mora says, according to Rav, you know what the Pshat is because since Mayaf is not always Tomei, because it depends whether it's Nigger Derech HaPeh or Nigger Derech HaChoitim, therefore the Braise didn't say it. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Mayaf is always Tomei, the Braise should have said it. The Gemara wants to explain to Rav why the Braise didn't say it. The Gemara needs a teretz because Meyaaf is not always Tomei. Not always does it have Reik involved in it, mixed into it. Says the Rav, the Gemara should say much simpler. The Gemara should say, because according to Rav, the Tomei of Meyaaf is Reik, the Braise does say it. The Braise says Reik. The Braise says, Aval Zoivoy Reik, Meyme Ragv, Metame Tomei Chamure. So if so, We bichlal don't need a chiddush. The Braise doesn't have to list another thing. What's called Meyaaf, because that's nichlal in that which the Braise says roik. So the Rashba answers that the pshat as follows. The pshat is that minasvon I would have said that the only metame roik that's roik be'en, that's roik gomor, tzichtzuche roik is Bechlal HaTomei, because there's a difference between the Gufa Dova and Tzichtzuchen. Tzichtzuchen is like only little particles of that. And Rashi brings a raya from the Gemara of Chobeis, the difference between Tzichtzuchen and the actual thing. So that's the pshat. We need an extra Chiddush of Meyaaf to tell us that although it's only Tzichtzuchen, Afa Pikein, it is Tomei. We could be maybe Moisif, on what the Rashi was saying, Tosefos Oimik, what the Rashi was saying, it comes out, if so, the Braise is Ma'be v'chiyoroik, that not only roik is Tomei, also keiche v'neyoi, and Meyaaf, because it has tzuchei roik. In the Choyre, the gather of the two ribuyim are totally different. The gather of keiche v'neyoi is that any Mayan is Tomei. The gather of Meyaaf is just to tell you that you don't need Roik Mamish, Tzachtzuchin is also Tommy. So maybe we could say as follows, that that which the Rashi says, that Rashi would have said only Roik Mamish, not Tzachtzuchin Roik, that's only if the whole Din Mayonis would be a Din Mesuyim, Nemar only in Roik. So you need a Shem of Roik. So then, I would say Tzachtzuchin is not enough. But once we're Marbe, that the Din of Mayonis is not a Din Mesuyim in Roik, as long as it's a Mayon, so in that, it's Poshet Ben Asvore, that Tzachtzuchin are also enough to have a Din Mayonis. Only when you're discussing a new Shem of Roik, you need a Shem Roik, Tzachtzuchin is not enough. Once we're Marbe, that the Din of Tumas Roik is not a Din because of the Shem Roik, it's the Shem Ayonis, so then it's possible that Tzuchim is enough to be Bechlal, the Shem Ayonis, and we don't have to have Tavke Be'en and not Tzuchim. But that the Nidin, the Chiddush HaKro, that Tzuchim is enough, it's not a Chiddush HaKro that to teach you that you don't need Gufa Shel Davar, it's enough to have Tzuchim. Rather, it's a Chiddush HaKro to tell you that the Tumah is not because of the Shem Roik, rather the Tumah is as a Klolis Tikashem Mayonis, and Memelis Yoytzim Mizeh, that you don't have to have Be'en, Tzuchim is enough. Maybe we can say Shalom this, or make a Malakka Shmaker, that the two Nibuy HaKro, even if you have, are one Ribu, it's not two different Droshes and Gansin, how it will come out with the Pashas of the Rashba. Let's continue on. The Gemara brings down the Braise, Tisha Mashkin Hazavin. Hazeyav Aleichel Seruchel Vadei Mtoir Miklum. They don't have not a din of Mayonis, and they don't have a din of Mashke. Dimas Eine Vedame Gefosse Vichol Vishe Metam and Tumas Mashkin. Meaning to say, all these things, although they don't have Tumach Amure, but they have Tumas Mashkin, the Hezbad Vorem is, because these things do not have din Mayonis. Dimas Eine Vedame Gefosse Chalev Ishe, all are missing in the tenoid mayonis. So they're not mekabel tumah midin mayonis. Rather, mekabel tumah simply because they are mashke, and b'shas they come out, they have a maga. They have a maga tumah. So the mekabel tumah from the zav, like a simple tumas oichlem, tumas mashkin. The braisa ends off, aval zoivoy reike, memiragam atam atum chamure, because that, those all three have a tumah, Zoiva because of the Nziva, and Reiki ben Miragla because of the Mayonis, they have a Tumah Chamura. Now, the Gemara goes on to bring a Mekar that the Mas'eino, Idama Gefosu, Chalevi Isha, have a Tumas Mashkin. What do we need a Mekar for? Because in order to have Tumas Mashkin, it's not enough of something that it's people drink. It has to have something which the Torah, Mechadish has a Shem Mashke. So therefore, we need Mekoris that these things have a Shemashke. Mar brings a Mekor for that Demois have a Din Mashke, Dam Agif also has a Din Mashke, which is Dam Chalolim Yishte, and Malikot Likulim, Malikot Lipalge, Chalev Ishe, we have a Mekor from an Apostle, they have a Shemashke. Since they have a Shemashke, therefore, the Mekabal Tumah, and this is you do the Gemara, which is brought down in the Rishonim and other places, the Mekor that these things have a Din Mashke. Now the Braise says, Metam and Tumas Mashkin, Berevius. All these things have Tumas Mashkin, simple Tumas Oichlin. What's the Shir? The Shir is Revius. Says Rashi, Tumas Mashkin, Letam Oichlin Mashkin, Kisha Mashkin Tmeim. The Shir is Revius, Kisha Mashkin Tmeim. Rashi says, Letam Oichlin Mashkin, they have a Tumas Mashkin, Metam is something else. Kishai Mashkin Tmei, but Revi is, says Rashi, Zeu Shir Mashkin Latumah. The Shir Mashkin Latumah is Revi. So Rashi over here says Yisoid, that the Shir Kabbalah's Tumah, in Tumas Mashkin, all over, is a Shir of Revius. The Rash, in Meseches Machshirin, Perigzai Mishnevov, is Cholik, and he holds that Tumas Mashkin, it's enough of the Kolshu, he brings a lot of rice to that, Shbemis and Artois and Shat discuss it, and he explains that this mission that says in Revi is because over here it doesn't have din mashkin min haTorah. So although the Gemara has drashes for dibas einoi damage fos the chalev isha, they're only nasmachte min haTorah, do not have a din of a shemashke. Since min haTorah they do not have din mashkin, the whole kabbalah's tumah is only rabbanon. Therefore, Chazal Meikel, that's only mekabel tumah with Revi is and not less than Revi is. Enough over here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.